Hannah Esther.
Hello, Hannah. This is Daniel.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to hear you. Hannah.
Hello, Hannah. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Yes,
Randala.
Yes,
no, we're not here tonight.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
As most of you know, we will we start the monthly Kodesh Tov with a Zohar verse, and then we will have our discussion of what is the energy of the month, and we'll complete it with our connection that will take control of the month. L'shem Yehud Kudshab Rishu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Uchilu Uchilu Urchimu Liyasha L'shem Yud Hei Bezav Hei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konaneihu Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Ma'atar Tanenan Tikucha Barichu Kol Ma'ade Aved La'ela Witata Kol Ma'ihu Kishot Viovada, Big Shot the Lake, Lach Mila Bialma, Udai Barnash, Fadash Yaleya, Mineya Ulan Haga, Feya Tilana, Behaku Ovada, Big Shot. Inun Bekola its perish. E Alma. This week from the Sulam commentary in the Parasha of Yitro, Pasuk 29, as the energy of certainty. And I can tell you from past experience, during this coming month of Cheshvan, we will all need certainty. So what is the month of Cheshvan all about? The astrological sign is the Ephod, Scorpio. It's a very powerful month. There's no holiday. And so the Talmud calls it Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan, the because there's no holiday.
Malka.
But after the 22 days of holiday in Tishrei, do you really need another holiday? But there's actually supposed to be positive energy, holiday energy, throughout the month of Cheshvan. How do you know this? We have some prophecies that say the Mashiach will come in Cheshvan. We have King Solomon's declaration that the temple was commemorated, was started in the month of Cheshvan. I would appreciate it if you would mute your phones by pressing *6. But there's some background noise, and if that doesn't work, then I'll have to do it for the whole group. But if you ever want to ask a question, feel free to interrupt and ask your question. But the background noise is what the problem is. So in the month of Cheshvan, and the Scorpio sign of a Akrav, we have tremendous energy. And what is that energy? It's the fact that it's the manifestation of the holidays. How much light did you draw through those 22 days of Tishrei? What will you do with that energy? Where does it go? It has to manifest. It can manifest as chaos, God forbid. And that's if your vessel couldn't handle it. Or it can manifest in the positive. And that's actually the letters of the month of the sign of Scorpio. Akrav, it's spelled Ayin, is the first letter. Kuf. Kuf is the second letter. Resh is the third letter. And fourth is a bet. The first and the last letter is Ayin Bet, which is the gematria of 72. And as a student of Kabbalah, whenever you hear 72, you make a connection to the 72 names of God, the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, the level of Chachma, of wisdom. This is what's available to us this month. There's just one obstacle. And that obstacle is the word kar, kuf resh, that separates the ayin and the bet. Kar in Hebrew means cold. If you're cold, you don't hear the plight of people who are less advantaged than you. If you don't recognize, if you turn your heart to stone, you become a scorpion. That's the only animal or insect that if you're praying the Amidah and a snake wraps itself around your legs, you do nothing. After all, you're connected to Hashem, so what is your fear? But when it comes to the scorpion, if you see a scorpion while you're praying the Amidah, you get out of the prayer and go kill that scorpion. This is what the nature of this animal is. In my personal life, in my early 30s, I had a very difficult time. I was separating from my wife of 8 years. I was having business reverses. My plant manager that I grown up with. Literally, my father had hired him. He worked for my family for 20 years. And I knew him all, most of those 20 years. He committed suicide, God forbid. And he left a note and blamed me. With all of that chaos, and before I had studied Kabbalah, I did what most people in this society do. I went to a therapist. And this therapist was excellent. But on his desk, actually it was on his bookshelf, was a Polynesian figurine. You may have seen it because it's fairly common. There's a little child, and behind the child is its mother. And the mother is swallowing the child. And this is the nature of the month of Cheshvan. This is the nature of the scorpion. It's the only animal that when it goes into crisis, when it feels overwhelmed, when it becomes cold and heartless, it will eat its own children, God forbid. Now, why am I telling you all this at the beginning of this discussion? Not because there is something to fear. It's to understand that that's the potential if we don't recognize, if we don't understand what is coming. What is this energy that it comes in Scorpio in the month of Cheshvan? Why do the sages tell us that it's Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan? And the physical explanation is all about, as I said, there's no holiday. But we can, through our warming the coldness, warming our heart, learning to love the people around us, eliminating hatred for no reason, we can transform those letters of Mar, Mem Resh, the head waters. We can transform it to Resh Mem, Ram Cheshvan. Ram means to elevate. This is where we can elevate to Hachma during Cheshvan. This is what we have the capability of reaching. How do we do that? By being certain that what will happen is good for us. Yes, it might be painful for some, but it doesn't have to be. Because when you realize that that pain is a motivation to change, and if you do change, you elevate during this month of Cheshvan. Cheshvan in Aramaic means or translates as reckoning, as figuring, as calculating. What are you going to calculate? If you stop your reactions, if you use the tool of binding by striking, then you control the flood, which, by the way, just for information's sake, but of course more so, the flood started on the 17th day of Cheshvan. And it ended on the 27th day of Cheshvan. What do we learn from this? The 17th day of Cheshvan is a high energy day. Effectively it's a holiday without being a holiday. On the 10th of Cheshvan is when the flood was going to manifest. But God had somebody in the world, a very special person. His name is Methuselah, the longest living human being. He lived 969 years. God saw that he would pass, that he had chosen to leave on the 11th day of Cheshvan. And as his Hilulah, and also the Hilulah of Rachel Imenu, Rachel our mother, who gave birth to Benjamin, the 12th tribe, on the 11th of Cheshvan. You begin to see how powerful this day is, how this month is. So God delayed the flood in honor of Methuselah. The world, that Shiva. And the flood honored that honoring of Methuselah, and didn't start till the 17th day. Now we know that the 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, the Hebrew word good. Maybe the Mashiach is supposed to come on the 15th, on the full moon. This energy of Ram Cheshvan, elevated Cheshvan. Or maybe it's supposed to come on the good day, the 17th. The consciousness is yours. You decide. The attribute for the month of Cheshvan is smell. And smell is actually the least used and the least understood sense. The word smell, this attribute is reach, which is cognate to ruach. What is ruach? It's the wind. What is the wind? It's an essence of air, an essence of central column. What is this smell? It's said that when Mashiach come, he will smell a person and know what level and what nation they belong to, what level they've achieved, what nation is their root. What tribe is their root? Which of the children of Israel do they come from? It's the least understood and the least used of our senses. Can you smell and not taste? Can you taste without smelling? They are connected. The ancient tribal connection is Naphtali, which represents wrestling and struggling, the meaning of Naphtali. This is the month of Cheshvan, the start of the flood, which starts out easy, not difficult. And then it gets stronger and stronger, and it's harder to defeat as you get more tired. Who are you wrestling with? Who are you struggling with during Cheshvan? I'll give you a perfect answer to that. You're struggling with yourself, in case you didn't guess. But what are you struggling about? The Yetzer Hara that says to you, you were such a good person during Tishrei and Elul. You did that Teshuvah, and you did all of those holidays and all of the rituals. Now you can relax. All the work is done. God forbid. There's a parasha . The translation of the name of the parasha is, and Jacob settled, and Jacob sat. Vayeshev. And what does God say when he sees Jacob sat? Oh, you think it's comfortable. You think you did enough. You were the sire of the 12 tribes. You went out of Israel and you came back to Israel. You defeated Laban, and you think you struggled. Wait. And immediately after Jacob settled, Dinah is raped. Joseph is sold. And Jacob goes into depression for 22 years. Are you willing to settle? Or do you realize that you must continue to do your spiritual work? Now, here's another interesting connection, because the modern tribal connection is with God, not G-O-D, G-A-D, the tribe of God. And God has the meaning in Aramaic as fortune, as in good fortune. But there's an unusual event somewhere in God's life. Nobody knows what it was, but it was during the month of Tevet, the most negative, one of the three most negative months of the year. In the month of Tevet, the city of Jerusalem's walls were breached by Nebuchadnezzar for the first temple and the Romans for the second temple. God did some action. No, we don't know what it is, because he is righteous. But he made a mistake. And the effect of that mistake was to move the manifestation of the Mashiach from the month of Tevet, which would include the holiday of Hanukkah. God moved that energy, got moved into Aquarius, into Shvat. We don't know what it is. We don't know what he did. But these are the kinds of mistakes that the seed level for that takes place in Cheshvan, when we allow our heart to remain cold. When we forget We did enough in the holidays. We did enough in Elul. God forbid we think this way. The totem for the month of Cheshvan is the gazelle. And the gazelle has a strong connection to spirituality, just as the sense of smell is the closest to your brain. The gazelle is very agile, as we need to be during the flood. The gazelle moves quickly, but always in balance. The tribal herb is karkom, saffron. Saffron has the energy of the unification of opposites. It's not easy to bring together opposites in spirituality. One or both have to change. This is the tool to utilize during the month of Cheshvan. Remember, unification comes from the consciousness of I'm right and the other guy is right. I'm right and you're right. We've been watching and experiencing this presidential election, which hopefully, with the help of God, will be over next week. And whoever wins, as we discussed in one of our questions and answer sessions, whoever wins, it doesn't matter, because God is in charge. And the understanding of the energy of unifying opposites is I'm right and you're right. Keep that in mind. The saffron is one of the components of the ketoret, the incense.
It's okay. I'm on a conference call. Did you need something?
No, I'll be right back.
Would you mute your phone, please?
Well, I don't have it. But just like, your girlfriend, I'm just going to like the server. I'll be right
Somebody's
back.
Somebody's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just be here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everyone has been muted, so that if you want to ask a question, please press star 6. Now, what is the house that is active during this month of Cheshvan? You're not going to like the name of this house, but you'll like its effect. The house name is Beit Hamavit, the house of death. It's not talking about a physical death or even a spiritual death. The meaning of the house of death is like the gazelle. When it leaps across the abyss from one rock to another rock in its mountain home, when we leap from one known place to a new place, that it has not been there before, that we have not been there before. Where is this new place? And how do we get there? By leaping, breaking the limitations, breaking free to freedom. This is the month of Cheshvan. When we talk about Hebrew astrology and also Western astrology, the Scorpio controls his environment out of fear, constant fear, unrelenting fear, and that is the energy that, God forbid, might come to people. But if you have certainty, if you have a connection to the Creator, there is never anything to fear, including death. But break free of that fear. That's what the house of death is telling us. The direction for this tribe, for this month, is Safon, the north. Where the north wind blows and wakes King David at midnight. This month, where the time changes at the beginning of the month, this coming Motzi Shabbat, where the sun, the days get shorter and it feels like it's darker. And the operative word is feels like it's getting darker. What is the north wind waking David up so he can do Tikkun Chatzot, the correction of midnight? He can get up and study with Hashem, who's in the Garden of Eden, waiting for us to scan or read the Zohar. Last Sunday we had a class, and this coming Sunday we will have a class quoting many different sages on why it's good to study the Zohar. You can find the recording in our file called Recordings. The name of the file from last Sunday is Why Study Zohar. This is for the month of Cheshvan, the eighth month of the Hebrew year. What's so special about the number eight? It's simple. The number eight is above physicality. We have seven sephirot of the physical. We have seven continents. We have seven seas. We have seven colors of the rainbow. We have seven notes in music. We have 7 days in the week. What is the number eight? We rise above the physical and connect to the spiritual. That's the energy that we have available to us in this Ram Cheshvan, this elevated Cheshvan. You can use the name Cheshvan as a vaccine against fears, or you can succumb to those fears through the falling Nun, the Nun that represents the energy of falling. Either it can be a Nun Sofit, like it's spelled in the name Cheshvan, so you don't have to fall. It can be a vaccine, so you can elevate. The choice is yours. The letters of the month of Cheshvan. the Dalit, created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, the planet of war, the planet of blood. Does it have to be war? Does it have to be battles? Yes, it does. But not against other people. Against your desire to receive for oneself alone. The only thing that keeps you in fear is your desire to receive for oneself alone. The letter Nun created the constellation Akrav. But the Nun has two shapes. The bent Nun, representing your bowing to Hashem, our bowing to Hashem, or the straight Nun, that represents you stand up as what a man represents, service to Hashem, which buys or gets you freedom. Freedom to share with others. Freedom to go outside of your limitations that you've created for yourself. The two together, Dalet and Nun, spell the word Din, which means judgment. Are we afraid of judgment? No. We don't need to be afraid of judgment, because if you're a righteous person, why do you have to wait for your reward? Why do you have to wait for the effect of your doing the righteous actions? Judgment is a good thing. Except most people fear judgment. Why? Because their soul knows they're not yet righteous. But what does it take to be righteous? The study of Zohar, the study of Torah. And as you'll learn in the classes, just by making the connection to that study, that the letters will change you, and you will become righteous this month, as long as you don't fall to your reactive behavior. Does anybody have any questions? And I'm going to unmute the phone so you can ask questions now.
Yeah, I have a question, Hanok. What's the best time to study Zohar?
I'm sorry? What was the question?
What is the best time to study the Zohar?
The moment we're in right now. There's no best time to study Zohar. Every moment is a good time to study Zohar, the best time to study Zohar. The Tzaddikim, we go to sleep at 8 or 9 p.m., and they would awake at midnight, because that's when the Garden of Eden is open, when God, Hashem, goes into the Garden of Eden to be with the righteous. He goes to study the Torah with them. He goes to study the Zohar. And so the Tzaddikim would study Zohar during those energy hours of Chesed when it's dark. I had the great fortune to work in a produce market. And a produce market works from midnight to 8 a.m. And for a short time, about 6 months or a year, I can tell you what the energy of those morning hours are. They're not dark. They're not evening hours. They're morning hours. And it's such a pleasure to be awake at midnight to study for 5 minutes, if that's all you're able to, or an hour, or a half hour. And unfortunately, I have to mute the phone again. The best time for the Sadiqim would be midnight. The best time that I perceive is the moment you're in at any given moment. That moment is the best time to study Zohar. Are there any other questions? And unfortunately, I can't unmute the phone, so please press *6 to unmute your own phone so you can ask the question. We're now going to do our connection. So please rise. And join me in saying the Ana B'Koach, where we will pause at the third verse to make the connection. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tach Tzadik. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. What is unconditional love? Love for no reason. Kabel rinat amcha sag benu taharenu no Ufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. These six letters spell the two Hebrew words, Kra, which means to tear up, and Satan, that negative entity that gives us free will. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavach Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has the gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body or soul that needs healing out to its stem cell state, where it can be healed, where it can be cleansed, where it can be rejuvenated, and then return it to the body, where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly. Completely. The sequence of the tetragrammaton, the permutation of the tetragrammaton for the month of Cheshvan that you can use from now until tomorrow evening, tomorrow sundown, It is Yud Hey Hey Vav. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. Are you dancing? Are you happy? Are you manifesting the energy of Tishrei in Heshvan? Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo. Yo, hey, hey, wah. 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 Think of your family. Now expand that out. Your neighborhood, your county, your city, your nation, state, your nation, bow to all the world. Control Heshvan for yourself, your family, your neighbors, your country's population, the world's population, every human being, help by sharing the energy of Heshvan. Yo, hey, hey, wah. 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 Barchem tacharem. Rachame sitkacha tamid gamlem. Betet resh, tzadi daf gimel. This sequence connects to the sefirah of Netzach, eternity, eternal victory, swallowing death forever. Chasin kadosh pirov tucha na'eradatecha et kufet tet nunayin. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness and sharing. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zion Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod, the sexual organs, the spine in your body, but also in the world. Visualize the light going underneath you from the front of your sexual organ, underneath you, between your legs, up your spine, into your head, into your brain, and then back down your spine and back around. Shavatenu Kabel. Ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumo shin kufav sadiyutah. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400, which represents the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 represents completion, which is ultimately perfection. The last four letters have a gematria like the first verse of 506, connecting to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is by injecting unconditional love in every step of our lives and our processes, and everyone that we need to share with. Unconditional love. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the year's energy. Starting with this year of the goat, 5777. The first verse of the two verses, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katsipo oyevai shimam. The five words, we take the first letter of these five words and we parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz kiyach, which means appear like brothers. And we learn from this the idea of faking it till you make it. Because once we pretend to have brothers, to pretend to love our neighbor as ourselves, eventually that appearance will become permanent. That appearance will move inside us and become truth. Love your neighbor as yourself. Appear like brothers is the beginning step. The final letters of those five words parse or permutate into two Hebrew words. Dir Yam. Translation, Sea of Penance. It reminds us this is not where we live, this physical world. We live in heaven. We live close to Hashem. How do we get there? By elevating Cheshvan. By using the binding by striking tool. By being happy no matter what happens. The second verse that connects to this energy of 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. One of our students, Daniel, who's listening with us tonight, he sent me this verse and he said, Tav Shin Ayin Zion, the spelling of this year, the name of this year is in this verse, separated by seven letters. Start with the Tav, count seven letters, you'll find a Shin. Count seven more letters, you'll find an Ayin. Count seven more letters, you'll find a Zion. This verse, that it connects directly to the year, Tav Shin Ayin Zion. Kim ba Adonai Yoheheiwa Elohechem Tadabaku Kasher Asiten Ad Hayom Hazel. Now for the year 5776. There are two verses for that year as well. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat Kohanim, Ayulimat, Welo Yachlu Lehashit, Et Kol Haolot, Vayechaskum, Achechem, Alevim, Ad Kelot, Hamlacha Viad Yitkachu, Akohanim, Ki Alevim, Ishrei Levav, Lehit Kadesh, Me Akohanim. The verse has 25 words, which we are able to permutate into 8 names of Hashem. Adonai yo hey hey wa la la hey wa 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 yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai yo hey hey wa ade ad ki biya yo hey Adonai yo hey hey wa sur olamim. And in case you have forgotten, the year of 5776 has the energy of the pause between the previous year, which was a difficult year, and this coming year, which is even more so. But only if you don't have certainty, only if you don't struggle against your desire to receive for oneself alone. The year 5775. Before I go on to the energy of 5775, I'm going to remind you, whenever you feel overwhelmed, whenever you feel that the month of Cheshvan is overwhelming you, you feel out of control, you feel unbalanced, say these two verses, these three verses, with the names of God and connect to that energy of balance, that energy of pause, for that the pause that refreshes, that brings you back to balance. This is the energy. It's not just from last year. It happens every time you have the consciousness. Pause. Don't be reactive. The energy of 5775 was the energy of swallowing death forever. Bila hamavet lanetzah. There's three verses. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yidchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. Wehalaki iyichem wechayayim yeshno varetz wechipasti. O to bekol alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Tegelo lanetzah yoved roav yomru ayo. 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. The year that we, through our efforts, our consciousness, helped attain that peace treaty, that ceasefire in the south of the modern state of Israel. And we keep saying this verse so that we can expand that entry point, expand that peace treaty to all the directions. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. And now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And to this evening, this start, the evening of November 1st, is Mar Cheshvan, or Ram Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Bet. And so we say the names of the Tzaddikim to connect to their energy, realizing that the more we learn about them, the stronger our connection to their energy, to their positivity, becomes. These people chose to leave this day to assist us in controlling the energy of Mar Cheshvan and transforming it to Ram Cheshvan. Rabbi David Yumosha of Morocco, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Rabbi of Krakow, Rabbi Israel Shapira, the Blues Chover Rebbe, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Ber, the Velbrozher Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva Meir, and Rabbi Shmuel de Modina, the Maharashtam. Rosh Chodesh Tov to all of you. Does anybody have any questions? Any questions? Our class tomorrow at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be our question and answer session. On Thursday at 4:30 will be an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock will be our Zohar class for the Parasha of Noah. And Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have a Havdalah session. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the Parasha of Lech Lecha, the new energy of the new week. Sunday morning at 10:30. We will continue the classes on why study Zohar. It's recommended that you listen to the recording from last week. And at 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our basic class number 2 here in Atlanta. But everyone is welcome on the conference call. And we can always use a review of the basic class. Even if you had it last week, you've forgotten. Every time you listen to it, you will hear it differently for the first time. Please join us. Monday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will begin again, not really again, we will begin the study of 10 luminous emanations, Talmud Esther Sefirot, by Rabbi Ashlag. This is the famous book, Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life, that was written by Rabbi Chaim Vital from the teachers, from the teachings he received from the Arizal. But that book is confusing. It's not ordered. Rabbi Ashlag, who was a spark, a reincarnation of the Arizal, came and reorganized it into Talmud Esther Sefirot, the 10 Luminous Emanations series. I wish you all a wonderful month of Cheshvan, an elevated month of Cheshvan. Chodesh Tov, you all. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.